This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Happy Fat Tuesday. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Pastor Clint Schneckloth, who is the lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Tomorrow begins Lent. That will last until Easter.
Yes.
I have those facts correct.
You have the facts correct.
40 days?
40 days. But it's not. And it is.
Okay. So it is, but it isn't. Tell me about the isn't part.
Oh, well, just the math is that you don't count the Sundays.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So it's, yeah, it's...
All right. There's one perspective of Lent, and that is, I got to give something up. A sort of negative connotation. The idea is, I think, ultimately a little bit more positive. What do you gain personally, spiritually? What could society gain through sacrifice? Do I have that right and wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you have it right.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do this at church, for example, this year. There's the negative that we're going to give up, which is actually we decided to close down our coffee hour during Lent. We have this stand at church where there's coffee and then people bring in treats.
And you're not going to do that for 4 Sundays.
Right. And in place of it, so there's your giving up, right? But then in place of it, we're setting up these 3 stands about organizations that provide for those in need, especially hunger. And so there's going to be a little stand there about ELC, World Hunger, which is our denomination's hunger appeal. And then Samaritan out of Springdale.
Springdale, right.
And then we're going to feature the University of Arkansas food pantry.
Right.
And then people, when they go by, they gave up coffee. They're not having any treats. Maybe they'll be disappointed, but then there'll be this reframing and they'll be like, oh, okay, instead I can give when I would have had this habit of eating a chocolate bar and instead, you know, donate to the food pantry. Or
I like the term reframing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that seems a little bit more approachable maybe than sacrifice or giving up.
Yes.
Let me see if this misses the mark, because this is Fat Tuesday, and often a lot of people celebrate Fat Tuesday. This is the blowout, right? I'm about to go into these 40 days, so let's take those vices. I'm not going to have fried food. Bring on the fried food.
Right.
I'm not going to drink beer. Bring on the keg. Does that miss the mark?
It sounds to me like you think it does.
I don't know. I'm not saying that I've never participated in indulgence. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, does that miss the mark that, okay, I'm about to do this, which is more determined and more thoughtful, but I'm going to get stuff out of my system?
I know for sure that some things I've heard people do or see in, say, New Orleans on Mardi Gras, from my perspective, they miss the mark.
Okay. To each their own, but from where we sit.
Yeah, right. You know, yes, they seem to be a little beyond. The idea that there are seasons of feast and there are seasons of famine, and having like intentional communal feasting like that, I don't think that part misses the mark. I think there's some real wisdom there. I think that there's some kind of like flat austerity that got introduced by our form of Protestantism that squashed that kind of stuff. You know, what we've done on some levels, this is a kind of a philosophical point that maybe some people would debate, but I wonder if having a culture that was founded by Puritanism and Western Protestantism sliced the ends off. So we don't fast very well, and we don't feast very well. And so I wouldn't want to be too critical of, like, say, Mardi Gras or Roman Catholic culture, because I think Roman Catholic culture has maintained a different sensibility around those bodily practices. If you want to take this to the spiritual level and religious level, the fascinating part would be to pay attention to how Jesus talks about this in the Gospels. And if you remember, one of the things that happens in the Gospels is Jesus is regularly criticized for being a partier. He's at parties a lot. And he sometimes feasts and eats at inappropriate times. Mm-hmm. Like at one point, for example, they're going through a field on the Sabbath and they're like gleaning grain as they go and eating it. And they're criticized for that because that's considered to be like work on the Sabbath. And he compares himself, this is really radical, to David when David was on the outs with Saul and was fleeing. You know, he was like a, what do you call that? Like a, not a mercenary force, but like a, anyway, he had a little paramilitary group and they had gotten to the temple and they stole food off the altar. And it was justified because David was anointed of God and was leading this campaign to like reclaim Israel or whatever. So the writers were on the side of David, but Saul rightly was criticizing David for you shouldn't take food from the altar of the Lord. And then Jesus is now walking through this field, gleaning this food with his disciples. And the Sabbath keepers, people who are responsible for maintaining the law, are like, why are you working and eating this food on the Sabbath day? And Jesus's response is this really quirky response. He's like, you know, you wouldn't fast when you were with the groom at the wedding banquet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not the right time to fast.
Right.
You should eat and feast. Well, I'm here. So we're feasting now. There will be a time for fasting, and that's going to come. So in that sense, what Lent does is it enacts that biblical story. While Jesus is there with them and doing the earthly ministry, feast, go to the parties, eat the food or whatever. But then there's going to come a moment, Ash Wednesday, when you turn, Jesus sets his face to Jerusalem. He begins to fast and pray and commit himself even more to this intense kind of set of spiritual practices, often in opposition to the religious authorities, and it's that which gets him killed and put up on the cross. So as weird as that sounds, the way they're doing things in New Orleans and then giving up meat or whatever is trying to bodily live out that gospel story.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. As always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.